From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Woodstock Film Festival announced August 14th. Its 21st annual event will be a hybrid festival held at area drive-ins and online from September 3rd through October 4th. According to the press release, the festival, and I quote, shifted its spring calendar online, producing a robust program of live conversations with industry luminaries, notable directors and actors, as well as a curated selection of streamable films with introductions from their filmmakers. Both programs have been offered to the public free of charge, end quote. The festival will screen a full lineup of films at the Greenville Drive-In Outdoor Cinema in Greenville and other area drive-ins, including the Overlook Drive-In in Poughkeepsie, with some events planned in Woodstock as well. There will be a full slate of films offered online, accompanied by Q&A sessions with the filmmakers. A special online conversation series will feature speakers from all corners of the film industry. The festival's Maverick Award ceremony will be held in a modified way online as well. Information is available at woodstockfilmfestival.org. The Columbia paper is reporting Columbia County is changing its mass emergency alert system. All disaster, weather-related, and other emergency warnings and alerts for county residents are currently provided by the Code Red system. Beginning August 29th, all emergency alerts and notifications for tornadoes, earthquakes, severe storms, and other weather, natural, or man-made disaster and important emergency warnings and information will be provided by New York Alert. County 911 Director Rob Lopez and Emergency Management Director David Harrison Jr. recommended the change to the County Board of Supervisors. According to Lopez and Harrison, the state has greatly improved its system, making it more reliable. The change will save the county more than $32,000 every year, and it will provide county residents with additional emergency and informational alert options. Hardline phones will begin to receive the alerts automatically August 29th. For cell phone and email notifications, residents must go to the New York State Alert website and register for a free account. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Three people in Rensselaer County have suffered fatal drug overdoses from fentanyl-laced cocaine and heroin this week, bringing the number of fatal overdoses this year to 48. Officials said August 13, the three recent fatalities were among eight overdoses during a two-day period. The deaths occurred in East Greenbush, Sand Lake, and Troy, causing the county to issue a public health warning. Two people died from overdoses 2 weeks ago in the town of Bethlehem's Delmar neighborhood. Local law enforcement said at the time it was believed that fentanyl-laced cocaine was a factor in those deaths. Rensselaer County Health Director Mary Fran Wachunas said, and I quote, "The number of overdoses in such a short time this week is an obvious concern and the reason we are issuing the warning. We want residents to be aware there is reason to be concerned," end quote. There have been concentrated overdose outbreaks throughout the capital region since the coronavirus pandemic led to a reduction or shutdown of in-person service starting in mid-March. In Rensselaer County, there has been a 41% jump in fatal overdoses this year compared to all of 2019. During 1 week in May, 30 overdoses occurred, including two deaths region-wide. Officials believe those overdoses arose from drugs sold from a single batch of drugs containing fentanyl. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.